think more of butler than slave, you know. Someone who does, you know, a trusted house servant. There are differences of operations. Energema, we get our word energy from that, but there's different kinds of workings, effects, you know, there's different effects. Spirit affects different people in different ways. The spirit gives different kinds of service to people in different ways, right? It gives different kinds of gifts. But the same God which worketh all in all. So, in all those whom he works, it is the same God. And I say again, in those whom he works, you've got to be in the true Christ, having the true Spirit of God, not just an empty promise. He's got to actually give you things. There have to actually be actually gifts. The manifestation of the Spirit, or this could be, you know, exhibition, expression, is given to every man to profit withal. He wants us to increase. He wants us to, you know, for the profiting. And this, and the implication here is the profiting that is of others, meaning we minister one to another. I mean, like, I have a gift of, well, you know, like, look, it says, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. Now, the word of wisdom, I could speak it to myself, but it's also given that I could speak it in others. Would be blessed by it, if I have that gift. Another, the word of knowledge. Know something. Careful with knowledge. Knowledge can puff up. We're talking about knowledge that leads to salvation. Another, the word to another, faith. Now, all faith is a gift of God, but this is a sort of a gift of faith, meaning a faith that is, I suppose, above and beyond, because, I mean, we all have to have faith, right? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. But, you know, at a certain moment, when one person is in doubt, another can bring them faith and minister to them. When someone lacks wisdom, maybe someone comes along and brings wisdom to them. You know, so, by the same Spirit, let's see, another gifts of healing. By the same Spirit. No, this is all by the Spirit. You can have wisdom in the world. But the wisdom, you know, I mean, you can have wisdom that you're born with, right? But this is the wisdom that comes from God, by the Spirit of God. And it is the things we have, everything we have is a gift. Everything that we have is given to us. Our life is a gift, right? But these are special gifts given by the indwelling of the Spirit of God. So it is a greater wisdom, a greater knowledge. It's like healing. You know, what is it? A doctor? You know, well, he went to school and became a doctor. He has the gift of healing. No. There's the gift that actually heals. Doctors don't heal. They just make it easier for the body to heal itself. I haven't met a single doctor that can heal anything. I mean, if we loosen up on the language a bit, yeah. You know, but the point is, they don't actually, like, if you have a cut, they'll stitch it together, but they can't make it heal. They can't even stop you from bleeding if you know, they have to have platelets. If you don't have platelets, they gotta send the platelets in. The doctors don't have anything. They can just, like, hold their hand over you and just heal you. You know, they cut, they splice, and then the body heals. But gifts of healing, are when by the Spirit of God, you lay hands on someone and they recover. To another, the working of miracles. Miracles is power, powerful things, powers, you know, works of power. And it's the same word as above, energema, operations of power. Could be powerful things like, you know, actual, like, miraculous type thing, but it could be works of power that powerfully affect people, like changing people's lives, you know. Think of that sort of thing, too. Like, to me, a powerful work is that someone would hear the gospel, right? Believe it, and be delivered from drugs and alcohol. To me, that's powerful. And to many people, that is powerful. That is miraculous. Not through 12 steps, though God bless those people who go to those things, I always admire people for trying. But I'm saying the operation of God isn't 12 steps, it's one step. He moves, and it happens. Where he brings it as a miraculous deliverance. And that comes through sometimes through people. To another prophecy. You know what cracks me up is they have these schools of prophets. They send people and they teach them to be soothsayers. They're not prophets, they're soothsayers. They say, well, you know, they say nice things. They're soothsayers. Prophecy is not something you can just be like, I think I'll sign up for a course on prophecy and I'll become a prophet. You're just a pretender. Now, y'all may prophesy. Prophesying is something, faith is something anyone could do. Anyone could heal. But again, sometimes maybe just at one time you heal. You lay hands on someone and they're healed. And it's just like, it doesn't necessarily mean like you have to, again, people want to say, oh, I'm a healer. They want to be one thing. Not realizing that at one time in the body there could be a healing, there could be another time there could be prophecy. You know, by the same spirit. You could be the one exhibiting great faith. You could be the one who brings a word of wisdom or a word of knowledge. Sometimes people are characterized by a particular gift. Someone may have the gift of teaching, be a gifted teacher. And that's kind of always with them, you know. Or someone may always have great faith, you know. Or someone may always, they might be someone who, he's always healing people. And I wish I saw more of that. You know, in some sense, as you look at this, there's a sadness that comes over me. And I think like, how little. I've seen healings, sure. But nothing I would be like, you know, the greatest things that I've seen were things that happened to me personally that I could testify to myself of. And I tell other people about them, but really to other people, it just sounds kind of like, well, that's your experience, you know. And I understand that. I sympathize with that because I used to hear people talk about things and I would be like, well, that's, you know, like they saw it, like I had a powerful experience where I felt like the power of God was on me, right? And if someone had told me that in the past, I would have said, well, you know, yeah. I know, I don't believe they're lying. I would say, well, you know, I know they believe they had that experience. They believe it. And I believe them that they really think that happened, but there was probably some logical explanation for it. And when I told someone about my experience and they gave me the same sort of line, and I thought it was kind of funny. I'm like,